Now, Mitch, if I call the segment Tuesdays with Mitch and not Tuesdays with Maury, is that a copyright violation? Do I have to worry about that, considering you're a First Amendment attorney?
I don't have to worry about it.
Okay, fair enough. Now, Mitch, you are a partner at the Brown C. Hyatt Law Firm. You happen to be a legal genius. Would that be accurate?
I'm working to live up to the reputation.
Is there a reason why when I ask a question, you delay for 2 seconds for answering? Is what I'm doing to slow it down or ask simpler questions? Should I do yes or no? Now, Mitch, you went to law school. I didn't. Okay. I think you should be running this segment, right?
Okay, let's go.
Okay. Now, this is the docket, if we could, to use legal terminology, which I learned studying for the LSAT, which I never followed through, but that's a story of my life. All right, Bubba, I've got a great Valentine's Day story we're going to open with a boyfriend shooting his lover to death. It's a fascinating story of how the guy got the gun from his cop father and whether the cop father is responsible financially for the shooting. We're going to get into that first. Then we're going to get into talking about two Occupy Wall Street hippies suing the cop that pepper sprayed them. Then we're going to talk about a story out of Salt Lake City, Utah, how a bill in the House of Representatives of Utah is trying to ban DUI checkpoints. So we got a lot on the agenda. Should we jump in, Mitch?
Let's dive.
Okay, good. Very good. That was you're answering much faster now.
I'm trying.
Now, this is a story some could say is sad. Why you do it on Valentine's Day, I don't know, Mitch. I want to be balanced. Now, it's the family of a Pennsylvania woman who's shot to death by her boyfriend. Now, this woman, her name was Andrea Arrington. She had a boyfriend named Aaron. And he was just a bad dude. Okay, so she got the whole restraining order. Essentially, this guy wasn't allowed to own a handgun. And then what happened is this guy Aaron, this bad boyfriend, he lived with his father, which is nice. You know, still living at home at his age. That's an impressive guy, a real good husband, a solid provider for the family. So he's living with his father. His father is a town cop in a town called Chester, Pennsylvania, a bustling metropolis, population 9 million. Chester, Pennsylvania. So his father, the cop, goes on vacation. He leaves to go to Florida. He leaves behind his weapon, his police-issued revolver, and all the ammunition. His degenerate son, Aaron, takes the police cop's weapon that belongs to his father, goes over to his ex-girlfriend's house, which legally he's not allowed to, and blows her away. She dies. Now, this guy who blew away his girlfriend had a confrontation with police. He was shot to death. This is a wonderful family story. Now, this is where it gets legally interesting, okay? Now, the woman who was shot to death by her crazy boyfriend, her family estate is saying that the boyfriend should never have had the gun in the first place because it was left behind by the cop father. The cop father should have known better. So the estate is suing the father for essentially leaving a gun behind, and they're suing the city and police department, the Chester Police Department, for lack of training because essentially they're saying that the police department was giving negligent training because one of their officers left behind a gun to an individual who was known to be unstable, who should never have been in possession of a weapon, and who also had a protective order against his girlfriend. It was a toxic brew. This guy takes the gun, shoots the girl, and now everybody's suing. Mitch, can you weigh in here? This is fascinating.
Yeah, it's really interesting. Now, the first thing I should point out is that the judge has not determined that this woman's family wins. It's just that the judge has determined that she can pursue the case, and if she can prove everything necessary, then she can win. The city and the police officer tried to get the case thrown out from the very beginning. And what the court basically said is in Pennsylvania, there's something called the state-created danger doctrine, and there's similar doctrines in almost every state. And they said, look, the city gave this man, the police officer, a gun.
Mm-hmm.
They were responsible to train him how to do lots of things with that gun, including how to secure it.
Mm-hmm.
And the police officer was mindful. He knew that his son had this restraining order against him, had the option of leaving his gun at work and securing it, but instead left it at home, and the judge said presumably unsecured with the ammunition.
Right.
And so what the judge said is if the woman's family can prove that the cop actually knew what the son's restraining order was and actually left the gun unattended and unsecured, and if the city hadn't given him proper training, then they all can be liable for his death.
By the way, Mitch, I have to interrupt. That is fascinating to me that if a cop leaves behind his gun,